onions.
Oh, no, it's dipped right in cornmeal. My wife put it right, dip it. She's got salt on it, and she's got the cornmeal there in a pan or something, and she'll roll it around in there, get it all over that fish, and then fry it.
Would you ever boil the fish, when you had broil fish or something like that, would you make these kind of little round things that made out of cornmeal and have onion?
What you talking about, hush puppies?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife never did make them, but friend of I always make them all the time. Every time they have stuff like that, hush puppies.
You ever remember your mother or your grandmother cooking in cornmeal in front of the fire? You know, she'd cook it. She'd clear out a place in the fire. And
no, we didn't have to do that.
Okay.
We didn't have to do that after she's got that big stove and all.
Would you ever wrap cornmeal up and throw some down in the greens? You know, wrap it up in some kind of cloth and drop it down in the greens and cook it like that? Or would you put it in a chicken?
Cook it separate. Oh, you mean dumpling?
Yeah.
You'd make that out of flour.
Oh, I see. You never made cornmeal dumplings or anything like that?
My wife made the cornmeal dumplings.
What are you talking about? Like this hoop cake? Like a biscuit, like dough?
Yeah, you know what Johnny cake is?
Or are you talking about fried dough?
I don't know. I just heard people talk about Johnny cake, you know?
Well, I guess that's what they would call a Johnny cake, too.
What?
Like a hoop cake.
That's
made in one big piece in a pan and cook it all in one piece. Now, we got away now. We fried dough. You ever eat that?
No, what is that called? Fried dough?
Fried dough. You make it just like you're going to make a biscuit.
Yeah.
And you roll it out with a rolling pin and flour. You flatten it out. And then you take your knife and just cut it in pieces like.
Yeah.
And then you fry it in deep fat.
What do you call that?
I don't know what
you
call it.
Would you put three strips across it?
Well, you could.
Yeah. You know what a fried cake...
Keep it from bursting. When you put them holes in there, keep it from rising and puff up or something like that. I used to make that stuff when I was on Louisiana March. We'd run out of bread. We used to buy that Italian bread. Round bread like this.
Yeah.
It's got a heavy crust on it all around it, and it keeps good. It won't mildew quick. Because we get bread or whatever once a week. This boat would come in sometime in bad weather and all that, they couldn't. So sometime we'd run out. So I'd make a batch of that stuff. I'd take that flour.
Make up a batch of, what do you call it?
Fried dough. And we everybody around here, we call it galette.
Galette?
Galette.
Yeah.
And I'd cut it like that and fry it, you know? And I'd have a big pan of it like that, so when we get out to marsh, we'd have something to eat. The doggone sheriff would pass over there, and we didn't have the camp lock.
Uh-huh.
So he'd go in there and just help himself. Sometimes I'd have as high as, you know what a prairie hen is, or a marsh hen?
Yeah.
Something like a pulu, something like that, you know?
Yeah.
I'd cook as high as eight of them, because we were catching plenty of them over there alongside the bay trying to catch mink. They'd walk in the trap. And I'd cook as high as eight of them in a pot like that. Well, he'd go in there and get some of that damn galette and the marsh hen, and boy, he'd tie it up. And when he'd come back, he'd see me. He'd say, "Boy, that sure was good donuts you had over here." Well, hell, that wasn't donuts. Like you buy it with that damn fried dough you was talking about.
Oh, it was sweet? The galette was
no,
sweet?
No.
Oh, well, I said.
No, it's not. But just like you'd make biscuits, same thing.
Yeah.
Or Junior.
Except it was fried.
It's fried.
Yeah.